Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration. Our program today is taken from the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. The record is set following the baptism that Jesus received at the hand of John. He felt that he needed to be baptized by Jesus, but the Lord told John to fulfill all righteousness that he should come and be baptized. And it was not because he had sins for which he should repent. The heavens opened that day, and the voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Then our text for today begins, and we ask you to join us for the study of God's Word.
Jesus, holy, risen, mighty, you are so incredible, you are Savior of the world, perfect answer to my sorrows. Now I am rejoicing, for you are Savior of my life. Jesus, holy, risen, mighty, you are so incredible, you are Savior of the world, perfect answer to my sorrows. Now I am rejoicing, for you are Savior of my life. Savior of the world, perfect answer to my sorrows. Now I am rejoicing, for you are Savior of my life. You are Savior.
Reading from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, the Word of God says, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, 'If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread.' Jesus answered, 'It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.' Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down. For it is written, 'He will command the angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended to him. The Bible tells us that Jesus faced all the temptations that we face in our world today. He was tempted in all ways as we are, it says, yet without sin. Jesus set the perfect example for us who seek to please the Heavenly Father. As God's Son, he pleased the Father in all things. God said of Jesus that he was well pleased with him. We learn from Jesus how to deal with temptations. We learn that we need the Word of God planted firmly within our minds and hearts. Having access to the truth and what is God's will give us the strength to resist the devil. Jesus responded to each temptation from Satan with words from Scripture. We must take from this that reading, studying, knowing, and meditating upon the Scriptures is vital to us. It's vital to our spiritual health and having the faith to which we can live under God's will. We can then apply it to our lives. Let me encourage every single listener today to get into God's Word as deeply as you can and as often as you can, and let it become a resource that you can recall at any time. Temptation is going to come. Satan will never be satisfied with anyone serving God. His purpose in tempting Eve in the Garden of Eden was to lead her away from following God's will. She fell to the temptation because Satan convinced her, through his deceitful lies, that God's word was not something that she could trust, nor should she trust in God himself. She was lured away from what she believed and what she held to as right. He does the very same thing today with his temptations of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Those temptations that we read from Matthew's account were Jesus being tempted to satisfy the fleshly nature rather than to obey the will of God. He did not turn the stone to bread to satisfy his hunger. He entrusted God and fulfilled for God to fulfill his desires and to be prepared for the ministry rather than his own selfish desires. He did not cast himself down from the temple because it was not God's will for him to reveal himself to the people and be self-proclaimed as the Savior. God's will was that through the cross, Jesus would make known his place of Savior. God's will would be done to save mankind from sin, and Jesus would be the suffering, crucified, and risen Savior, not the one who would exalt himself as Satan wanted him to do that day. And he did not fall down and worship Satan for all the things of this world. You see, Jesus would suffer as a man, and he would be rejected by mankind. He would face the sorrows. His Father had sent him into the world for this very purpose. To turn from that and to bow down to Satan would be to turn away from God. Satan offered an out for Jesus from being our sympathizing Savior. But Jesus would have nothing to do with it. He came into the world to do the will of the Father. Jesus did indeed set a great example for us to follow. Our faith in Jesus as our Savior calls us to follow Him. We are here to do the will of God in our lives. If you are not a Christian today, the invitation of Jesus is given to come into the blessed hope of salvation through faith and grace. God offers eternal life to everyone who believes in Jesus and walks in the light of His blessed Word. To do the will of God today is to believe in His Son that He sent, and to believe in Jesus is to believe in God the Father. These truths offer the blessed hope of eternal life in heaven. As Christians, we are blessed with the assurance that while we walk in the light of God, we are fulfilling His will on this earth. May God bless us all this day as we seek to do His will on earth as it is in heaven.
We've got a great big wonderful God.
Boom, boom, boom.
Great big wonderful God.
Wonderful God.
A God who loves every one of us, done so much for all of us.
Great big wonderful God.
We've got a great
big wonderful God.
Great big wonderful God. A God who loves every one of us, done so much for all of us.
Great big wonderful God. He never, never, never leaves us. He's always standing by to pick us up if we stumble. We're the apple of His eye.
We've got a great big wonderful God.
Wonderful God.
Oh, what a glory it is to sing praises to the coming King.
Great big wonderful God. He never, never, never leaves us. He's always standing by to pick us up if we stumble.
We're the apple of His eye.
We've got a
great big wonderful God.
We've got a great big wonderful God. Oh, what a glory it is to sing
praises to the coming King. Great big wonderful God. A great big wonderful God.
A great big marvelous wonderful God.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.